Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to our weekend release. This is our bonus podcast where we see how much extra content we can squeeze into your week. Random things that have been sent in, extra bits from our week, and how our advice went down with our G&D divas.
Now, we've had a message on YouTube, a comment, as what? I believe they're called.
Why'd you say it like that?
Like what?
YouTube.
No, it's not tube. It's not. There's no CH in it. YouTube. It's YouTube.
No, you say YouTube.
No, I say YouTube.
No, you say U space tube.
YouTube.
It's YouTube.
Right. Whatever. We've had a message from a Matt on YouTube.
There you go.
Who has asked, can we get the weekend releases on YouTube? And the answer is yes. This will be the first weekend release that has popped in full.
Oh, you're telling me this now? I'm not done yet, right?
It's popped on YouTube.
Why does no one tell me anything anymore?
Was on the group.
Let me check my hair. Hang on. Was it? So we're filming this. Now it looks like I've had the same top on for 4 weeks.
Let's be honest, you probably have.
I haven't. I've had this top on for the last few recordings.
Do you know, I walked around a particular well-known department store the other day and with a friend and started picking out your clothes, going, oh. Yep, he's got this one, he's got this one.
Which department store? Oh, yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Yep.
Do you love that store?
So if you want to watch this weekend release in its entirety, youtube.com/sexted, my boss.
Okay. Right, I've got to be on my best behaviour. Have we got any responses then, please?
Well, before we get to a response, something that someone sent in to us on direct message, on Instagram.
DM.
Was this, and it's been copied and pasted into our script. Someone somewhere is using my picture and last name to catfish people, which is hilarious. I mean, obviously it's not good.
A Tinder profile?
Well, it's Tinder or something. I mean, I don't really know what Tinder looks
like. It says Hansen, 35.
Thank you very much.
I'm so caring, loving friend. I just love you.
First of all, can we just talk about the photograph? They have used a publicity photo for a campaign I did for a charity to promote reading. I am sitting in a garden reading The Hungry Caterpillar in my pyjamas. Really, of all the photos you could use to catfish someone, you've gone in with that.
Located in Cockermouth.
Cockermouth, I actually have relatives that live very near Cockermouth in the Lake District.
He's had cock in the mouth, but I don't know about Cockermouth. Looking for chatting, long-term relationship. He says you're 3'1".
Yes.
It's a piss take, isn't it?
Well, I have a feeling someone somewhere, God help them, is being serious.
Research assistant at Digital Stakers. They say you went to the University of Aberdeen.
I've never even been to Aberdeen.
They can't spell because they put, I'm so caring, loving friend, I just love you, thought you'll I as well.
Yes. Well, you know, we're all God's creatures.
It's Facebook dating, it's Alan.
Is it Facebook dating?
Yeah,
how do you know that's Facebook
what the caption
dating?
Says there.
And also, I'm not called William, I'm just called Hansen.
Oh, yeah.
Hansen, 35.
Hansen liked you. That's the only person that's liked you is you. Can we set up a Tinder profile for William?
No.
That would be great for a bonus episode. See how many swipes we could get. Is that like being horrible? Is that catfishing?
It's a little bit catfishing, yes. If you had to write a dating profile now...
No.
Okay, I'll go first.
I'm not on the apps.
So. I know you're not. Let's pretend you're on the apps. I would put highly strung, but up for a laugh.
Is that what you'd put?
Probably.
For you? I don't know.
Don't cancel on me.
Yeah. My profile picture would be me with a big fish, because that seems to be what a lot of lads around my area do. Have you seen that? There was like an article recently about things girls hate in pictures for guys. And
oh, it's the hunter-gatherer thing, isn't it?
And there's like, apparently there's one who's like, these people that go on the gap years and go travelling, and there's then pictures of them with the sleeping tigers that get drugged and stuff, and for obvious reasons. But for some reason, a lot, and I think it's mainly northern lads, have pictures of them with a massive...
No, you need to have open fingers. Jordan's just gone for a fly. But you need to have open fingers so it has more air.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's hence the fly swat.
Some lads have pictures of their profile pictures of them with a massive fish.
With a big cod.
Yeah. I don't know what I'd put. What could I put?
Is there a photo of you that you would use as you'd sort of your main photo? What would you say? Gun to your head, what's the most attractive photo of you?
I don't know.
What? No, you do.
I don't.
Yes, you do.
Oh, probably the one I've got on my Twitter and my WhatsApp.
Your Twitter and your... That's a publicity photo. You can't put a publicity photo on Tinder.
Well, see, can you not?
No.
You paid good money for them.
Yes, but you can't use it. I mean, ego, hello.
What? This is what I want to do, and then, like... What could I put? I'd just put... Hey, I'm Jordan. If you're up for a beer sometime, drop me a message.
Gosh, it's like Shakespeare.
What would you put for me?
For you? Let me show you my happy place.
Okay.
Could work.
Yeah.
Let me know what you're doing on the days of the week I don't work.
I know what I'd put for yours.
Oh, here we go. Stand by, everyone. Here we go. Here we go. Look, he's looking down at his script going, can I get away with saying this?
Up my own arse is where I'd like you to be as well. You actually, can I just say, he's the least up my own arse person I've ever met. He's very self-deprecating. I mean that.
Thank you.
I'd put that on your profile.
Right.
Because people do say, is he up? I'm like, no, he's not. I'm like, he does not take himself serious at all.
Seriously.
You are such a you are such a dick. It is unreal. Of all the times you could have bit your tongue there. Of all the times.
I just wanted you to use an adverb, not an adjective.
He doesn't take himself seriously.
Thank you. We could put on Jordan's profile. Date me, I'll burn your flat down as well. Shall we? We'll move on from dating profiles. Good luck to whoever is using my face reading The Hungry Caterpillar in pyjamas.
I wonder how many swipes you've had.
Yeah, probably one.
Don't be daft, you look very handsome.
I mean, look, I'll be honest. When I was on... In that picture, you're such a bitch. When I was on dating apps... Wasn't great.
Was you on dating apps?
Very briefly.
Shut the front door. How did you end up? What was you on?
Well, I've told you, I was on Grindr.
Was you on Grindr?
Grindr.
Was you
on people from
it?
A better class of, you know.
Was you on the old Grindr?
I've talked about this before. I was on it literally for about 5 minutes, and someone went, "This dates it somehow," and goes, "Oh, were you the guy off Russell Howard's Good News?" And it was at that point I went, not for me, and deleted it.
I think we have talked about that.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This piece of correspondence comes in from Pip.
Oh!
What?
Do that again.
Pip.
That sounds like us opening the bottle of...
Debono. Yeah. Dear William and Jordan, after listening to your episode where you highlighted Ben's unfortunate incident during his first jab, I wanted to write in and show solidarity with him. I, too, am a first-dose fainter. I got my jab, thanked the volunteer, and felt very smug when entering the waiting area, where it was advised to wait up to 15 minutes by the staff. I took a seat and scrolled through my phone to kill some time. 5 minutes had passed when the next thing I know is I'm being picked up off the floor and popped into a wheelchair, feeling very disorientated and clammy. The eyes behind the masks of the waiting room were all focused on me at this point. Additionally, I can't believe I'm about to admit this, I noticed my shorts felt damp. As I was wheeled away, I also noticed a puddle under my seat. I held my head down in shame and heard a staff member say, "Oh, he must have spilt his water."
Did he?
Yep.
Called Pip?
Could be a Philip.
Oh, okay.
After being looked
Sorry,
at...
Sorry, Pip.
After being looked at by a nurse on site and feeling fine, as well as damp, I was allowed to leave and walk home in my sodden shorts. Advice would be much appreciated. How do I avoid becoming a soggy second jab fainter? Has Ben revealed any ideas he may have as to how to help avoid this during his next jab? Yours sincerely, Pip.
Pip, sorry, I assumed Pip was a girl. Pip, don't worry, because Ben shit himself on his first jab, so...
Pip, I have some advice for you. Tenor men. Pop a couple of those in, and if all goes wrong, then we know.
Pop them in? Where do they go?
I think you put them...
Oh, yeah. Have you still got them tenor men I got you?
No. In my birthday hamper.
Yeah.
With the Frey Bentos pie.
Have you not had the Frey Bentos?
Have I not?
Have you still got it?
No.
What have you done with it?
It was donated to a good cause. Don't look at me.
Can I just say, if you get in late, right, always have a Frey Bentos pie because they take about eight
thing
years
is,
to go
I don't
off.
Get in late.
Right, get in late and you want something to eat. Frey Bentos pie in oven.
It's
some
just
chips.
The thought of a pie in a tin, it genuinely makes me ill.
Some peas and some gravy made in a mug. Just make it. Ben, have you made gravy in a mug before? No!
Gravy just, in a mug?
Just put the granules in and stir it in a mug. Oh. And it'll be ready in like 10, 15 minutes and it's a perfect tea with a slice of white buttered bread. Is there anything other than that hamper you've used?
I can't remember what else was in it. The hamper itself was quite nice.
Is there anything from that hamper that you've used?
Well, I used the lube. When you last came over. Talk about a happy place.
We didn't use the... It don't even matter. What else was in there?
I can't really remember. We did a whole video that's on the IGTV somewhere.
Proper made you that hamper.
I know you did. That was so sweet of you. You really shouldn't.
Was the pot noodles in there as well?
Yes, there was a pot... Yes, now it's all coming back to me now.
What else was in there?
Oh, so many useful things.
I would have loved a little hamper like that.
Well, you when you turn 30, I'll get you one.
Thank you.
Now, if you've got a question or story that isn't a dilemma or problem, this is the place where we can read it out. You can drop into our DMs on social media or send us an email to help@sexandmyboss.com with anything that you want to share with us.
We also love hearing back from the people we offer advice to, so if that's you, get in touch with producer Ben. See you next week.
Goodbye.
Hey.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.